You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 49, Possession by Sarah McLachlan. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're going to take a look at Possession by Sarah McLachlan, a song with some serious subject matter for inspiration, as well as a sad conclusion. We'll talk about the background of the song in just a moment, but first, a little background on Sarah McLachlan. Sarah McLachlan was born on January 28, 1968, in Halifax, Nova Scotia. As a child, she took vocal training as well as classical piano and guitar lessons. In addition to a musical education, she spent a year at the Nova Scotia School of Design at the age of 17. It was about this time that she was singing in a new wave band called October Game, and she was approached by Network Records and offered a solo recording contract. She initially turned them down in favor of continuing her studies, but finally accepted in late 1987, at which time she moved to Vancouver. In 1988, McLachlan released her debut CD, Touch. It got the attention of Arista Records, who released it internationally, eventually making it a certified gold release in her homeland of Canada. In 1991, she followed it up with her mainstream breakthrough, Solace, featuring the single Into the Fire, which helped her build a following in the U.S. on the growing alternative rock radio format. The year after the release of Solace found McLachlan traveling to Cambodia and Thailand to assist on a Canadian-sponsored documentary on poverty and child prostitution called World Vision. The experience inspired McLachlan to retreat to a secluded house outside of Montreal to begin work on her third album. The next year, in 1994, after 6 months of exhausting studio work with producer Pierre Marchand, she released her most personal album to date, Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. The album peaked at 50 on the U.S. Billboard album charts and reached platinum status by the end of the year, helped by her first top 100 single, Possession.
Listen as the wind blows from across the great divide. Voices trapped in yearning, embers trapped in time. The night is my companion, and solitude.
The song, which is filled with both beautiful and oppressive imagery, is about obsessiveness, specifically pertaining to fans. McLachlan composed the lyrics inspired by her fan mail and the sometimes disturbing obsession that is conveyed by them. The lyrics are sung from the point of view of the fan who is enslaved by their own yearning and tells the story of control over the object of their affection.
After the release of the song, McLachlan was sued by a fan from Ottawa, Ontario, Yui Vandre, who claimed that the lyrics came directly from letters that he had written the singer. However, the suit never made it to trial as Vandre committed suicide before he could be heard in court. The trial had been delayed as extra measures were put in place to ensure McLaughlin's safety, since it was believed that the lawsuit was simply a way for Vandrei to get close to McLaughlin. McLaughlin has been nominated for 21 Juno Awards, the Canadian Award for Musical Achievement, and she has won 8. She has also won 3 Grammy Awards in 1997 and 1999. McLaughlin was also the founder of the landmark Lilith Fair concert series, which featured female musicians and ran from 1997 to 1999. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.